Good morning with your news on Q106. I'm Barry Wright. A heat advisory remains in effect for one more day today as peak heat index values of 100 to 105 are expected, according to the National Weather Service in Paducah. Isolated to scattered showers and thunderstorms will increase in coverage over the weekend and into Monday. Torrential downpours, lightning, and some gusty winds will be possible. A 15-year-old boy was hit by a train as he was walking south along the railroad track between Bailey Lane and Joplin Street in Benton just before 3:30 yesterday afternoon. According to Benton police, the boy was injured but was conscious and alert. He was taken to Franklin Hospital and then flown to Cardinal Glennon Hospital in St. Louis for treatment. His current medical status is not known at this time. Carmi police say tomorrow night's fireworks display will affect traffic, but the pattern will essentially be the same as in years past. Set traffic patterns will go into effect at 9 p.m. That includes closing southbound traffic on Oak Street to Fairgrounds Road and closing northbound traffic from Main at Fairgrounds Road. All entrances to the fairgrounds will be blocked off. Full details are on our website's news page. IDOT says intermittent nighttime lane closures on Illinois 13 from Spillway Road to Greenbrier Road in Williamson County will start Monday, weather permitting. Lane closures will happen nightly from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. and are expected to continue for 2 months. The closures are necessary to accommodate pavement widening and the construction of temporary crossovers. The work is part of the first phase of a $40 million project that includes additional lanes, bridge work over Crab Orchard Lake, and a multi-use path. For more news, go to Q1063.com. I'm Barry Wright. Have a good day.